Welcome back to episode 263 of the Teacher Let Your Light Shine podcast. Today, we are breaking free from overwhelm, going to be teaching you about some of my very favorite tools for time management as a teacher entrepreneur. I really hope that you are able to take this information and create strategies in an effort to reclaim your time, prioritize your task, and avoid burnout while building your micro school or keeping your micro school at the pace that it's at and even growing it if that is your heart's desire. Are you ready for another great episode? Let's do it. Parents and teachers, the time has come. The time for us to gather together and create the ultimate learning environment for those of us leading the movement in education by creating micro schools and homeschool hybrids. Now introducing Micro School Masterminds, the one and only program for those of us who are dedicated to making a change and creating such incredible opportunities, not only for our community, for our own families, for our own life. If you are tired of feeling overwhelmed and isolated in your journey of building a micro school or homeschool hybrid, Micro School Masterminds is here to support you through the frustration, the uncertainty, the building business task, the direction, the vision, the time constraints, the fumbling through your finances, the wondering how to grow what you already have. Your answer is here. You've been asking for this and we've created it. Micro School Masterminds, the one and only ultimate solution to transform your dream into your reality. Boost your success with efficient time management, financial planning, strategic marketing, and systems and processes to streamline all your wild and amazing ideas so you can actually move the mountains standing in your way of your greatest success. We know what it's like to struggle with analysis paralysis, financial insecurity, and marketing challenges in your micro school or homeschool hybrid. That's why we created Micro School Masterminds, an online community with weekly support to help the beginner, current micro school owner, and the person who is ready to grow their existing business and mindset. With Micro School Masterminds, you'll receive monthly group coaching sessions with me, Mackenzie Oliver, private support, community access, and weekly content filled with templates, videos, and printables to help you with all of your business building tasks. If you're feeling stuck in a rut, battling time management issues, needing clarity over your budget or your finances, if you're struggling to hire the dream team or craving accountability and inspiration, Micro School Masterminds is your answer. We've helped hundreds of teachers pave the way to their micro school or homeschool hybrid dream. We've created 733% of growth in our own micro school. We're not letting stagnation, overwhelm, or missed opportunities hold you back. Act now and join Micro School Masterminds to unlock the tools, the guidance, and the community you need to thrive. Don't miss out on this chance to transform your educational business and secure your success. Visit teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds to sign up today and lock in introductory pricing for life. Again, that's teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. I will be waiting for you on the other side. I am ready to kick off this episode with a big, huge thank you for the wonderful review from Dr. Tammy Walker of Educational Solutions in Huntsville, Alabama. She wrote, "Oh my goodness, God knew exactly what I needed before I even knew what a micro school was." And that is the truth, Tammy, for sure. He always does that. "I stumbled across Mackenzie somehow and my jaw dropped open. It was all the answers I was searching for. It was all of the answers to the questions that I didn't even know yet. It was confirmation that I was not crazy and that this could be done and it could be successful. All of the racing thoughts circling my mind are being calmed by Mackenzie's wisdom and experience. Thank you, God." The fact that she walked through this giving glory to God resonated with my faith and journey too. Yes, honey, yes. I cannot listen to these podcasts fast enough. I literally want to hop in my car and drive to Florida to hug her neck. Thank you, Dr. Tammy Walker of Educational Solutions. Tammy, that brought me so much joy. I pictured you jumping in your car, driving to Florida, and us embracing Thank you, honey, so much for bringing me so much joy. Thank you for your kindness and goodness and for taking the time to leave that review. It really, really blesses me. And praise God for all of the beautiful things that you have said and that He is giving you clarification. You know, everyone, as we teachers, parents, and aspiring entrepreneurs find ourselves wearing multiple hats, juggling countless responsibilities, and of course, striving to make a meaningful impact in the lives of our students and families, we really do have noble pursuits. And when we have noble pursuits, it's all very easy to become overwhelmed, stretched thin, and on the brink of burnout, which is exactly what we don't want to happen. This is exactly why we wanted to build our own schools, to start our own program. But if you're pulled in a million different directions, you're planning lessons, you're managing finances, you're marketing your school, you're meeting with parents, I mean, the list goes on. And totally, I have been there, I'm still there, but I have definitely found ways to make this a lot more streamlined and a lot more time freedom. Honestly, friends, I know many of you guys are thinking, how can you build a business and have more time freedom? Yes, there's going to be a lot of work up at front. There's going to be a lot of work during seasons. But let me tell you, the fact that you get to build your own schedule, that you get to say yes or no to the program, to the demands of what you're building, is freedom in itself. And while you're putting in the work at the beginning, it's just like building a house. Yes, there's a lot of time intensity at the beginning. Yes, as you're building the walls and you're putting up the frames, all of that takes time. Then you've got the house built and now you're painting the walls and now you're decorating it. This is a process. We cannot think that we leave our teaching professions, we start a school and we just coast into the future. That is that's a lie. That is a quick way for you to start something that you have been planning in your heart for many years that God blessed you with, to then go, this is made up, it's fictitious, and I don't want to do this anymore. No, I'm here to say that yes, it's going to take time. Yes, it's going to take hard work. Yes, it's going to take you making a plan. And yes, it's going to take you working the plan. All for the big vision in the future is that you will have more time freedom, more financial freedom. You will be able to build a business, if it is your heart's desire, to not even work in it every day, to potentially build and replicate what you've already created, and you could be on a vacation somewhere while somebody else is running it. And let me tell you that I speak with many teachers, that is their heart's desire. But I also speak with many teachers who just want to start in their house and only work 4 days a week and only teach 6 children. It really is your landscape. It really is. You get to plant the flowers. You get to determine what the design is going to look like. It is a very, very familiar scenario for many of us to have our days blur together, have our to-do list that keeps growing, and feel like we're drowning in a sea of tasks and responsibilities. We pour our hearts and our souls into our work, always have, always will, sacrificing our time, our energy, and often our own well-being in the process. And I kid you not, earlier this morning, I woke up Saturday morning, very, very early, woke up, was planning out my month of March. I started it yesterday, but I didn't get finished with it. I always have a planning day at least once, if not twice a month, specifically for forecasting into the future, which is what I'm going to teach you in the Micro School Mastermind membership. But this morning, as I was working through the month of March and I was writing out all of my gratitude for what has happened in February and planning the month ahead and the goals that I have looking forward, I couldn't help but to thank God for the gift of my life right now and the gift of Lighthouse Learning. And going back and remember the days where I was afraid that it wasn't going to be sustainable. And like you, I was worried, do I have the capacity to do this? Do I have the capacity to keep doing it like this? And the truth of the matter is, until I literally developed tools for my time management success and projects, I was just finding sticky notes all over the place, looking through tons of notebooks, trying to put my ideas together. And today I want to share with you the three biggest needles that have moved me into more time freedom, less overwhelm. And I'm also going to give you a bonus here. Okay. So we're going to explore the power of time management tools. You've got to have a time management tool. Practical strategies to reclaim your time. I really dive into this in our membership. There is a module specifically for developing tools for success. And again, every single month through group coaching, I'm going to go through making sure that your time management systems are set up. I can teach you all the marketing. I can teach you all the ways to grow and fund and financial. All of that's going to be wonderful. But if you don't have the time for this, we're all going to say, I don't have time. But if we look at our schedule, there are some days throughout the week where I get home at 3:30 and I have nothing. And at around 8:30, this just happened to me on Thursday this week. I was like, I had 5 hours. And I just rested and relaxed and enjoyed my kids and enjoyed my home and cooked and picked up a little bit, played with my dog, sat outside. And I was like, that was 5 hours. That was a lot of time. And I think I say to myself, I don't have time for stuff. 5 hours is huge. That was a major amount of time. And I was blessed with that gift of freedom in that moment, not grading papers, not trying to figure out who I'm going to call and who I'm going to have tours set up with and what's my calendar look like. It had already been set in place. It's absolutely crucial for you to master your time as an educational entrepreneur, because you are building a world, my friends. You're not just building a school. You're building a world. You're building a culture. You're building a community. First, you have to understand that time is your most precious resource. Unlike money or material possessions, you can't buy back more time. Each minute that ticks away is literally a precious gift, and it's a chance to make a difference in the lives of your students, your family, and yourself. Second, you have to understand that effective time management is the key to productivity and efficiency. We have to optimize our time, and we're able to accomplish more in less time. We free up our valuable hours. We're able to focus on what truly matters. We're able to deliver high quality education, nurture relationships with your students, with your families, grow your business, your intention, grow your purpose. There's no way I could have built a school to this degree without very great time management tools, foundations, along with building another business, Teacher Let Your Light Shine. I'm running two businesses, and glory be to God for that. And I have a very jam-packed schedule. I am about to leave to be gone for the next 12 hours to my daughter's volleyball tournament today from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. tonight. And I do it again on Sunday, and I'm taking off Monday so that I can finish up her qualifying tournament so that she can see if she can go to Vegas. No way would I have been able to do that without very specific systems in place. I know that we all feel like there's just not enough hours in the day and we're constantly racing against the clock, and that's what I want to help you overcome. My first question is, do you have clear goals and priorities? Or are you running off of a to-do list? If you're running off of a to-do list, that's okay. But now I want you to take your to-do list, and we've got to create buckets that these tasks fall into, also known as projects. And these projects need to determine your priorities, or your priorities determine your projects, however you want to say it. But we cannot have a to-do list every day and we're just going through and not determining what our goals are and what our priorities are. So let's just stop for a second. What are your goals? What are your goals for this month? What are your goals for the end of the school year? What are your goals for the summer? What are your goals by the end of 2024? Once you know what your goals are and you look at your to-do list, and you start breaking it up into this is a priority and this isn't. This is what I need to focus on in March. Then once I get my focus on what truly needs to be done in March, now I can say, okay, I've got all of these things that I need to do in March, do any of them form into like categories, such as marketing, such as communication, such as website building, such as tours, such as meeting families, such as team meetings, or projecting into the summer, or finances? Where do all of these like pieces of information go together into a specific bucket? That's your project. Now, if I take all those little tasks and I just have buckets known as projects, which ones are most important right now in this season? That's what we have to determine: our goals and our priorities. Step one. Step two, just know that those goals and priorities need to be documented somewhere. I love Trello. I used to use MeisterTask. That was really great for me as I was working by myself. Year one, year two, year three, but year four, as we just expanded, I had to have a bigger project management system. We moved to Trello. If you're working by yourself right now and you're using MeisterTask because I had taught you that, I would start to encourage you to begin moving over to a larger project management system such as Trello. It's very universal. It's very widely used. And we're going to take those goals and priorities and we're going to put them into Trello. That's step two. You've got to have a project management tool. I do this with my coaching clients. I'm going to get super specific and nitty gritty. We're going to plan out your whole year. Whenever you first get into Micro School Masterminds, the very first thing that I'm going to have you do is set up your Trello boards. I'm going to have you break down all of your months for the remainder of the school year. And not only that, we're going to create workspaces to help you plan things out, not only for your business, but also for your personal life, because I don't want to just focus on your business. I want to focus on you. I want to focus on your personal life. So the Micro School Mastermind membership is not just going to be about building your business. It's also going to be about building you, building your mind, building your time, building your energy. I'm going to highly encourage you every month to take care of your physical, mental well-being. We're going to have sweet, precious, awesome challenges. Yes, we are. But right now, we got to get a project management system, a place, a hub. We can't just keep working on to-do lists. We can't just keep working through trying to find a whole bunch of Google Docs. The third thing that we need to work on is a Google Calendar. Do you have a master Google Calendar? And are you able to share that amongst people, even your family, even your husband? That's so important. If we're talking about time management, we got to see where our time's going every month. So after we get our goals and priorities, now we look at our calendar and we look at the month and we say, where are these goals and priorities going to fall? Where am I going to place these goals and priorities? Because we want to make sure that we are not multitasking, that we're getting more done, that we're not decreasing our productivity and increasing our stress. We want to focus on one task, one project at a time that gives our full attention. You will be amazed at how much more you can accomplish. So after we look at our Google Calendar for the month, we're then going to break it down into our week and our paper planner, my friends. Yes, we go from big ideas, big goals, big priorities. We look at our month, then we look at our week. Do you have a paper planner? As a teacher entrepreneur, we feel the pressure to say yes to every opportunity that comes our way. But when you know what your goals and priorities are, when you know how much time you have, when you know what needs to be changed on your schedule, your time and energy become a really great treasured resource. We have to be very selective about where we invest our time. We can't be afraid to decline requests, but we also have to be aligned with our goals. We also have to make sure that throughout the week that we're not just planning just to-dos, to-dos, to-dos and business, business, business and marketing, marketing and go here and go there and call this person. No, we've got to make sure that we're prioritizing self-care, prioritizing date nights, prioritizing time with our family. Those are very big goals that I have for my family as well. I have goals for Teacher Let Your Light Shine, Lighthouse Learning, my personal life, and my family life. So we need to make sure that everything is being able to fit into our weekly schedule and not just for our business. Do we have strategies and do we have routines? So we go from our goals and our priorities and we start putting them in a project management system such as Trello. Then we look at our Google Calendar, we look at our month. You might even be able to look at your quarter. I do that very, very frequently. Then we break that down into our week. And then we get very specific about our days. I love to time block. I also love being able to use Trello for my weekly and daily planning. We have to prioritize our time management. If you're like, I don't even know where to begin, let me tell you, you begin by setting down and you begin by looking at your calendar. Do not look at your email list. Don't do it. Look at your calendar. Look at your paper planner. If you don't have those, get started with those. Look at all your sticky notes. Let's put it into a cohesive place that makes sense, like a hub, a vault. That's what I use Trello for. There is absolute hope on the horizon. We are wanting essentialism and well-being and long-term sustainability. We don't want to be constantly overwhelmed, stretched, or stretched too thin. It's not just your work that suffers. It's your health. It's your relationships. It's your overall quality of life, especially if you're transitioning out of school right now and you're starting this business, or if you've been homeschooling and you're starting this project of starting a school. Listen up. We are here to explore very practical strategies. I'm not all about just go out and just start winging it, baby. No, I want you to be able to make sure that you have tools in place so that you can break free from the overwhelm that you don't want to be a part of anymore. But here's the thing is everybody else used to control your calendar. Everybody else used to control your lesson plans. Everybody else used to tell you what time you had to report somewhere and what you had to do during your time. But now you get the opportunity to determine that. But you need the tools for success. We want to build a thriving micro school without sacrificing your sanity. So stay tuned, stay inspired, and remember that you have the power to take control of your time, your destiny, and your dreams. You don't have to fall victim. Trust me when I tell you, you are so capable. Start with organizing yourself. Pick one of the strategies that I just taught you today. Pick one of the tools and focus just on that and get it really set up well and then move on to the next. But don't let your inbox determine your calendar. And I can't wait to see you. We're just less than a month away of Micro School Masterminds membership, where we're going to take it full throttle, baby, into helping you not only plan for your school, but planning for the good life. That's what we're all about when it comes to making the most out of our teacher destiny.